We are focusing on Black Duck this month in our Let's Visit series. Black Duck is a small town north of Bemidji. It's about a half an hour drive, 25 minutes or so. The population is just under 800 people. The big employer in Black Duck, Minnesota is Anderson Fabrics. They employ around 300 people. And at Anderson Fabrics, they make all kinds of things for interior designers, from draperies to cushions and couch coverings and ottomans, all kinds of things that are shipped all over the world. It was started in 1980. Like I said, Anderson's employs around 300 people, from woodworkers to sewers and everything in between. Their operations area is more than 122,000 square feet. And again, this is right in Black Duck, Minnesota. Also in Black Duck is the offshoot of the Anderson Fabric Workroom, and it is the Anderson Factory Outlet and Quilt Shop. It's right downtown Black Duck, and it is a pretty cool place. If you want to buy fabric, if you want to get inspired, locals can go grab fabric remnants at a fraction of the cost and also take quilting and sewing lessons in different varieties and have custom things made for them. I had a custom cushion made for my reading nook at my house. I stopped into Anderson Fabrics and asked who I should talk to in town in my Let's Visit series, and they said, stop by the Northlander. It's right across the street. Rob Stomberg is a great guy, and he's also in charge of the Woodcarvers Festival. And so off I went across the street to Rob Stomberg's shop, the Northlander, and boy was I amazed by everything inside of this little shop. I've been telling people about that store because I was amazed by it when I went inside. The quality of all the stuff. Yeah, the quality of the stuff is really great. From the t-shirts to the jewelry to the pottery. How did you get into the gift shop business?
I grew up in the Black Duck area and then went off to college, and then I was also in Denmark for a while, and when I came back, the Northlander was a Scandinavian gift shop. Primarily, and then among other things, and then over time it transitioned as I got, you know, into wildlife and wildlife art, transitioned into that, and then it's more just local Minnesota Black Duck, wanting people to have a connection with nature and Minnesota, if possible, when they do walk in here, or those people are the ones who enjoy it. Part of it is it is so hard to, because you know, to compete with big box stores and the Walmarts or dollar stores, you need to have different product. And, you know, so I like to feature things that are connected to local artists. Just in itself, just even having a lot of t-shirts and sweatshirts that reflect Black Duck in the community. And because it's its own. Unique.
You grew up there and then moved back. What was it about Black Duck that drew you back?
The thing that I liked about it is, you know, you leave and you think you will not have any interest in going back to a rural life, but I live very rural and I have no regrets. I enjoy it. And I think that's what keeps a lot of people here, is just that calm, that peace and quiet, that solitude, in the rural community around here. Yeah. And it is something even my children miss as they become adults. Yeah. Have become adults, sort of.
I
don't
bet.
Hear that.
And you went to Denmark. You went all over before you came back.
Yeah, did some traveling, which is good because, you know, I'm content to not travel as much now.
Do you take part in the outdoor, like the fishing and the hunting and all that that's right there at your fingertips up there?
No, not as much, just because of time. Mm-hmm. Even though I consider myself sort of semi-retired here, I'm not as strict with my hours. And winter, I would rather, you know, be skiing and those sorts of things. But I'm more of a hiker. And just being outside, being in the woods is definitely something I enjoy.
And I forgot how close the Lost 40 was to Black Duck.
I actually live 20 miles northwest of town, So I am, my location is, even, and my kids went to Blacktuck School, we're actually out of the district a little bit, mm-hmm. but it is north, number one, and it's, you know, neighbors, it's west, it's a bog all the way to Panema. And my neighbor north is 2 miles, so it's just a very quiet area. Which you know, there are a lot of those places around here. Mm-hmm. I think that's attractive to a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay. What do you like about running the gift shop?
I enjoy, for me, especially living remote, I enjoy it is my contact with people. I enjoy people walking in, interesting people, like, you know, for instance, you and many others, especially during the summer months with all the visitors, people from all over the state, sometimes the world, stopping in for whatever reason, just kind of broadens your, broadens the scope a little bit. And once in a while, there is that person that goes, oh, you know, this is really nice for there's a resort called White Birch outside of town here, and they put in these huge, beautiful cabins, and they get people from all over. And it's, you know, three-level houses, homes or condos or whatever, full houses that families rent, and that has several bedrooms. And so last week there was a group, and they were from Texas and Portland, and everybody just came together there, and then they came in here and just loved it. And the next group came in, and it was like, well, okay. It was, and that's what is always fun, when you have people that come in here and just enjoy having something like that in such a small town.
No kidding. I had no idea that a place like White Birch even existed, where you could rent gigantic cabins like that.
Yeah, you go. It's around Blacktuck Lake, and it's a couple that, you know, I really don't know the history, mm-hmm. but they moved here, and they've taken little cabins and built these beautiful log vacation cabins and rent them out, of course, weekly. And they do network all over the United States, because their customer is not local, because the quality is, you know, they have to charge for it.
Right.
And again, it's always fun when you have a group of people up here with family enjoying each other, and that's what makes it enjoyable as far as customers.
Mm-hmm. I bet they come in there like, oh, look at this. You know, when you come in with a crowd, it's kind of fun to shop with a group, and energy gets high. That's fun. Did you grow up, you grew up right in town, or did you guys grow up, were you outside of town?
No, I was about 15 miles. I now am about 5 miles from where I grew up.
Ah.
And I actually have my great-grandparents' homestead place that on the Norwegian side, and the house had been abandoned, you know, and I have brought her back to life.
I love it. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work over the years, and you have to do it yourself, or most of it, because it's so labor intensive. And
well, has Blacktuck changed a lot since you grew up, or is it kind of?
Oh yeah, a lot. Well, when I first bought the store, this whole street was full of businesses.
Oh.
Across where the apartments are, that was a clothing store. The drugstore was right across the street, that's an empty lot now. Grocery store was where Anderson Fabrics was. There's a bakery next to that, and then a municipal liquor store, and the bank on the corner that's now City Hall. And then along here, there were other businesses, and it just has, over the years, things have disappeared.
Is that because of like the logging industry changing, or what do you attribute that to?
I think it's a combination of things. One thing that I have noticed is that loyalty, fondness for a community isn't there. Huh. I know of older people in the community who are still passionate about the town and want to support it, and it's important to them to give small town businesses their time and money. And, you know, the people don't think that way as much anymore. You know, big box stores and Amazon.
That's Rob Stomberg. He grew up outside of Black Duck, Minnesota. He owns the Northlander Gift Shop right in downtown Black Duck. It's a sweet little gift shop that I really enjoyed walking through. He carries a lot of local artists in there and a lot of cool t-shirts and pottery, jewelry, some home decoration type stuff. Check it out when you're in Black Duck. Fight the urge to order off of Amazon and instead go to your small town shops and support your local folks. Thanks to Rob for taking the time to talk with me about his shop and his town. We are talking Black Duck, Minnesota this month in our series Let's Visit. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.